So, start a new topic, partnership, and all the shayos that partnership entails. Advertisements. Basically, the shirim are advertisements to avoid partnerships, if you want more precise definition. And we start off with a case last week where Reuven and Shimon decided to have a joint goal, that there was an offer by a soda company that whoever collects the most bottle caps will win a $50,000 car. Reuven said, yeah, you cats, we'll pull our toasters together, or our bottle caps together, and we'll try and win the prize. And they did win the prize. So the shaila was, how are we going to split up the car? Because at the end of the day, Reuven bought 60% of the bottle caps, and Shimon bought 40% of the bottle caps. So Reuven said, I own now 60% of the car. And Shimon said, no, we're partners. No one discussed how they were going to split it at the time that the partnership was agreed on. So what did he see? We saw the main statement of Shmuel, which was brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We'll say the statement again. And the command Subas, Stav, Sadi Gimel. So Shmuel says simply, Shnaim, Shetil, the kids, Zem, Onim, Zem, time. If two people put into the same purse, just different amounts in creating the partnership, one 100, one 200, the halach is, I missed out the punchline over here, the halach is, you split equally. Doesn't matter about how much you put in, you split equally. And the Rashi says, the reason, as we spoke out last week, he says, Ein chalkul shezeh mo v'lo chalkul shezeh klum. Hilcha chokim b'shona. Since, even I'm a majority partner, since I can't make 1 cent of profits without having my minority partner, therefore every cent is intrinsically created by both of us. We therefore have equal ownership of that every cent that's created of profit, and we split the profits equally. Of course, we get back our keren, our principles, and then anything else which is called profit, we split equally because it's created by both of us, which we couldn't be able to create even 1 cent without both of us being there. So therefore, it doesn't matter how much we put in. Intrinsically, the profit belongs to both of us equally, says Shmuel. What we left off last week was an interesting point, which you've had time to discuss and think about with all your family and friends. And that was that Reuven came back and said, you know, I did some investigation, and I saw that the second prize person, I asked how much he collected. He collected 2,000 bottle caps. We collected 4,000 bottle caps. Out of that, 60% is mine. That means I collected by myself 2,400. So you know what? I'm saying this. I could have made the profit. I could have made the profit without Shimon. Because I would have won the car in any case without Shimon. So therefore, if you're telling me I have to share 50-50 because I needed him and I couldn't make 1 cent without him, no, over here it's not true. I could have made the whole profit without him. And that was where we left the shir last week. How do we relate to such a claim? Now, the words sound nice. Shmuel says, split because you needed me. You can't do anything without me. So Reuven says, I guess I could. So, has anyone got a suggestion over here? Just we'll talk about it right at the end, obviously, of this year. We'll get there. But anyone just first thoughts of such a claim? How we handle such a claim from Reuven?
After the fact, you can't change things after the fact. He didn't know. He was a nubby. He didn't know ahead of time. But Haraya even asked him to be partners with him. So, every partnership and things that come up later on that might change who benefited more. That's irrelevant. What was the Messias at the time?
Okay, so you are saying a factual point. Once there's a agreement, you can't suddenly change the agreement because, if I would have known.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Is that relevant?
Yeah.
No, that's relevant. Let me put a spanner in the works. A wrench in the works. Okay.
Monkey wrench
in the works. Okay. Just something to think about. And we'll get there.
Out of curiosity, what is a spanner?
Okay. So now I'm teaching English as we go along. You lost it over the generations, now you've become more.
Okay. You just adore him.
Now, the reasoning, now you can say like this, I agree. We went into the partnership, and the agreement you can't change is because of other. But what was the agreement at the beginning? What was the agreement?
We're going to split it.
To
say how?
Make it a partnership. And what was clear when we made that partnership? What was clear? The positioning of us. What was the positioning of us?
It was clear that Reuben thought he needed Shimon at the time.
Right, but what was clear? The only thing that's clear in the positioning of the actual structure of the partnership is one fact.
We're going to add our things together.
And what happened? How much did I bring? How much you bring? I bought 60%. You bought 40%. That's a fact.
That's not clear.
That was a fact as well. Okay.
But that wasn't there at the formation of the partnership.
So therefore, it wasn't discussed how to split the profits.
Right.
So what do you mean? I'm not changing the agreement. I'm working out what the agreement is now.
When you entered into the partnership, it was Adas, the fact that you knew them at the time. Which was, maybe I need you, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
And you were Gomer Adas, so you're going to take me as a partner.
Once I'm
a partner, now it just becomes a question of how much of a partner.
Yeah, so that is not clear at all. How do I work out how much a partner you are? Well, whether you need me or not. Okay, so let's look at whatever you need to. You can't change agreements, but there was no agreement to change.
But if there's no agreement with Hakila, can't you say the agreement is 50-50? Because that is the agreement. You need to go with it.
No, why does Shmuel say, when you enter into a partnership and you don't discuss how the profits are going to split, Shmuel says, I don't care how much your principles are, one's big, one's small. At the end of the day, since we need each other and we couldn't make one set without each other, then you split 50-50. He doesn't say, well, you didn't discuss it and therefore you're 50-50. He doesn't say that. Automatic 50-50, don't discuss. He doesn't say. He says the reasoning. Since I couldn't make one cent without each other, so we split 50-50, it doesn't matter how much my principle is and how much your principle is.
Even Ruben's claim that second is fair, because when you enter a partnership, before, without being a Navi and knowing the result, you act differently because there's someone else with you. Forget about the nuts and bolts, the tangible things, the number of bottle caps. I behave differently because I know I've got someone else.
Hey, but what did Shmuel say? I'm interested in what you behave, or I'm interested in how this profit was created.
That's the need. That's what Shmuel's saying. I need him there to encourage me to work. No one knows I'm going to be 52, 42, 60,
yeah,
40,
don't you?
50. But because I knew I had a partner with me, that's what Shmuel's saying. I need that.
He doesn't say because... mentally, I went into. He said, I couldn't make a physical sense without you. Well, here I could. I got 2,400 bottle caps, and I would have won first prize even without your 1,600 bottle caps. Because the second guy was only 2,000, so I would have won in any case. I didn't need to, so therefore I should get 60% of the car, the $50,000 car. Okay.
There's two ways of looking at it.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
Either you look at how much you put into it, or you the shifter. And basically, what we're saying over here is when each person is intrinsically needed, so you have at least 100% needed, 300% needed, and then you go
50-50. Yes.
If you don't have that, then you can go back the other way.
Yes. So therefore, that's the shot here. He's looking back in hindsight. He's saying, I didn't need you. I would have won the prize.
I'll deny that I need you.
The shufas is the shufas. How he split the profit is how the profit was created. Okay, let's go. Okay, we're just talking words. Okay, we're just bringing out the shot. Now, let's start the shaila of this week. And get back to this case that we started last week. Get back at the end, if we've got time. Yeah. I always have to say that. Yeah. Interesting shaila. Now, Eretz Yisrael is famous for startup companies. And Reuven and Shimon decided they're going to, in partnership, start a startup company together. So, they both put in money. for the startup. $50,000 each. Right, very nice. After 3 months, Reuven and Shimon have an emergency meeting. They said, look, we've run out of money. The company can't go forward. It'll just collapse unless we put new money in. What? How much money we need to put in? We need to put in $200,000 to be secure of being able to move this project forward. So Shimon turns to Reuven and says, okay, so that means $100,000 each, okay. But I haven't got that money at this moment. So Reuven says, okay, I'll put $100,000 in. And the agreement is, after 6 months, you put your $100,000 in. $100,000 can keep us going for 6 months, and then we need your $100,000. So you put the $100,000, you match me in 6 months' time. So Reuven put his $100,000 in. Okay? 6 months later, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, time to put your $100,000 in. Match me. So Shimon, with a surprise, says to Reuven and says, the company is doing great. The company doesn't need my $100,000. In any case, I haven't got it. So, the company continues. And it sold for a figure of $3 million 3 months later. After 9 months, the company is now $3 million. Sold. Okay, so now, how do you split the profits? So Reuven says, okay, let's work out the profits. Okay, I bought $150,000 into the company. You bought $50,000. What's the ratio? 75%. I'm 75% owner. You're 25% owner. So I take 75% of the profits.
He could argue more. He could say the company would have folded without my money.
That's not. Oh, I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be greedy. I'm a 75% owner. Hold on. So Shiva says, you can't do that. We went in, we're understanding, and we even spoke it out at the beginning. We're 50-50 here. We're 50-50 partners. I'm 50%. Hey, I bought 100,000 extra than you. Yeah, okay. So take 100,000 back. Now we're equal. That's the discussion. So, let me ask you a good question. So, what does Shmuel tell us? That's who we're working with.
Shmuel tells us it doesn't matter how much money goes in.
Shmuel says, I don't care how much money you put in. I just need one factor. You need each other. You can do anything without each other. You're 50-50 guys. So if so, what's the situation over here? Do they need each other?
Probably.
Yeah. The whole company wouldn't have started without the initial. So therefore, the chora, what should be the halacha? Who's right?
50-50
minus 100. Yeah, Shmuel's right. Shimon's right. Yeah. That, yeah. You take out your 100,000. I take my 50,000. 150,000. I take out my 50,000. That's been a profit. That's Shmuel. Okay, so we have to now, before we think, this is not thinking time yet. We now have to read now the Gemara very well on the case of Shmuel, and see whether Shmuel just applies like that in a broad sense, or there's certain limitations. And what are the limitations of Shmuel? If you look at Maramoka number 2 in the Gemara over there, there's a Machlokas, a Marim, which you mentioned last week, but we're going to actually look into it in more detail, because I tricked you last week in missing out a few words.
Make our clothes.
Says the Gemara like this. Omer Rabba. Comes on the famous Omer Rabba and says, Mistabra Milsa de Shmuel. Yeah, it makes sense what Shmuel says. You split 50-50. Doesn't matter about your principles. In the case of Shah Lacharisha V'Omid Lacharisha. In the case where the business is, you're buying an ox together as partnership in order to plow, do the plowing fields business. You're going to plow people's fields. You're going to get money for that. And you actually do that. But if it's a business where you went in with the idea you're going to buy an ox and rent it out, but then you changed your mind and you went into the meat packing business and you decide, well, let's just check the gal and sell it and make a profit. If that's the business, then we don't go 50-50, like Shmuel says. Everyone takes according to the ratio of their principle to each other. That's Rava's opinion. Rava's opinion. Rav Hamuna comes along, Rav Hamuna. Omar, and he says, Afilu Shalach Arishavom Letzvichu. Even in a case where you went in with the idea to be in the plowing rental business, and then you changed your mind and you went into the meatpacking business. Haskali answer, you still split it 50-50. Shmuel's even in that case. Now, we said last week, we've added the words over here which we're missing, but we said last week, which we did, we're repeating now, the halacha is like Rav Hamuna, that Shmuel is true even when you change to the meatpacking business. You still get 50-50. Now, okay. That we said, a few actual words over here, but that's what we said. Now, let me repeat the question last week, and of course, you all know the answer because you heard it last week. Well, most of you heard it last week. If not, I'll just repeat it. Let's analyze why Rava said what he said, and then we'll discuss why Rav Hamuna argues with what Rava says. Why did Rava, who's not halakha, say, no, if you go into the meatpacking business, setting up for the idea to be in the farm business, but then you went into the meatpacking business, no. Then Shmuel doesn't apply, you split according to the ratio of the principles. What was the logic? Why does Shmuel not apply over there? Why does Rava say, no, the Shmuel doesn't apply? What was the logic behind such a thing? Okay. As we mentioned last week, unfortunately you weren't here. Profit means everyone gets first their principal back, and what's left is called profit, and how do you split that? So therefore it's never going to be a loss.
Yeah, that whole thing with Rashi and the...
Okay, so then... Okay, so let me see if you actually understood what I said last week. Or you're just smiling at me.
I understood what Rashi said. I didn't understand what you said. So Rashi said he was Meskalik Leivorov, which the way I understood that meant since we're each actually buying parts of an animal because we don't eat the whole animal together. We can sell it in parts also and it'll give us what we need. So therefore... Just because I'm joining forces with you doesn't mean that I'm giving up part of what I bought. I'm just taking back what I bought after we use a knife to slice it. Whereas by the Harisha, it's inseparable. It's a short can't plow if it's cut up in parts. You can't use it like that. That's okay. The way I understand.
Yep, that's what you're... Butters is the shitosa. Okay. Does anyone actually remember what I said last week?
I think it's the last week or each of us.
Yes.
About the enhanced principle. That we said the principle always goes back. So the question is, what's your principle? How do you define principle?
Ah.
So if the principle is the same, if this is just a larger principle, it's still your principle.
Very good. Okay. So as the Shit of Avetzer says over here, when does Shmuel say he's doing? You spent 50-50 coins in a rubber? Only when the profit is clearly a separate entity from the principal. You have a cow, and then everyone's got their principles in the cow. I've got 60% of the cow, you've got 40% of the cow. And that cow together created profit, nothing to do with the principal. New creation called profit, rents it out, new money comes in. Yeah, that new money, how do you spend it? 50-50. Was created by both our principals together, which we couldn't create without both being together. So therefore that profit is 50-50. But if you just do meat packing, you cut the animal up, it's not a separate creation from the principle. It's actually the principle itself. You took the cow, you fattened the cow up, but everyone had 60, I had 60% of the cow, you had 40% of the cow, and we made it fat. So my 60% came fat, and your 40% came fat. And now we start sitting and saying, hey, end the partnership. Okay, how do you split? Well, it's clear. I own 60% of the cow, of the cow. You own 40% of the cow. Let's split. Okay, end the partnership. So everyone takes what they own. So you own 60%, which is now much improved. You own 40%, which is also improved. But it's clear there's no actual profit which is inseparable part from the principle in that case. Okay. That's Rabbah's logic. But Rav Muna argues, now, that's this week's question. Why does Rav Muna argue? Because Rav Muna, it's important. We pass the Rav Muna and we say, no, you still split 50-50. Even in the meatpacking, you split 50-50. But why? Why is it true? Why does Rav Muna say, no, we still split 50 in such a case? Why doesn't he agree to this logic of Rabbah's? It seems to be a logical logic.
Because it was originally bought with Harisha. And so the original intent was to split it 50-50, and that you got to, just because you change in the middle what you're going to do with it, doesn't change your arrangement.
Everyone agrees to that. That sounds a very good suggestion.
And case we're dealing with here, he's not even bringing up the case of the one who was started with the stomach. He agrees that if it was started for tzvicha, then in a harami.
Okay. So what are you therefore suggesting? Okay, you said the answer.
That we stick by the original intent.
Hold on. Before you get into that, what are you suggesting therefore in the conflict between Rav Muna and Rabbah? What are we suggesting in their conflict is?
The only argument that case of sure the Harish of Omer the Tzvicha.
Look at what it was
bought for, the difference, or what it was actually used for. Okay.
According to the original one,
yeah. Okay. That's being suggested about this as well.
Let's read Rashi in. At the end of the day, it was still bought. It was just discussed now. One is an owner of 60%, one is an owner of 40%, depending on how you use it. The other way, you can only buy it and ship it, break the ship it, by coming together. So we become only owners.
That was the other side of the coin. So Rabbi intrinsically argues and holds that we're 50-50 from the beginning. Yeah. Okay. Says Loshon of Rashi, and you can look out from Rashi what Peshat is. Rashi says, number 3, Shalok Shalokisha, Shalok Shalachisha. You took a shot to plow and use it for plowing business. Rabusa, and why we're saying such a case, tell us a chiddush of Rabbah. Ashvinim. The Afa gav dimi kara da deliver b'shova. That even though you went into the business, the type of business, where you're going to make profit, which will have to be split 50-50 because it's a business, where the profit is a separate entity from the principal because it's a rental business. That was your original intent. Still, if shochtu, Rabbi says, nevertheless, if the end of the day you shecht it, humeskalik yivarab, you just split it up, you tell esh levimos, and then everyone still takes according to the original person. That's Rabbi. Rabbi is saying, even although your original intent was to split up profit equally, because that was the type of business you're going to, if that business changes and you actually shecht it, then you go according to the new business plan and you split it according to what the new business plan tells you, it means, well, just everyone taking their principles. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. So what does Rabbah Muna hold? Just like everyone else is suggesting here. Says the Shitz of Mekabetz, number 4. Hatosis Mepashim. So Tosis explains, the Rabbah Muna Dabka Noket Shalach Rishav Omelus Vihim. Not only Rabbah is talking about this case of where you enter into the idea of a business plan where you're going to split because it's going to be rental, but Rav Muna, when he says Hadok, is only talking about such a case where you went in for the rental business. But if it were a business, where you went in from the beginning, that we're going to buy a cow, what for? To just fatten and sell it and make profit by selling the meat packing business. And you actually do that. You went in, the plan doesn't change. From beginning to end. Moshe Rav Amunah would agree then the money will be split according to the principle. Which in other words we're saying is, Rav Amunah says to Rabbi, I love your svara. I agree with your svara. There's a difference between the meatpacking business and the rental business. Absolutely. Meatpacking business, is not the profit, it's not a separate entity, therefore everyone takes according to their principle. I agree. Just one fact I argue. I hold, since you went in, though, with not that in mind, you went into a business where the profit, which is that agreement overrides what actually was done in the end. The agreement which you originally went in, that we're going to split the profits 50-50, because that's what the business defines what you're doing. That will override whatever actually happens at the end. Even if you end up doing something else, it will override, says Roman. But if they were that's where you were doing from the beginning to the end, and nothing changed, then actually I agree with you. The whole story is absolutely beautiful. I agree that if the business was diverse from the beginning to the end, where the profit is not separate from the principle, then actually you do split the profits according to the principles and not equally. And that's Shitta's rubber mono, which we're going to pass. Okay. So now, with this concept in mind, let us now analyze the two cases that we just talked about. So, let's go back to the bottle caps. We pulled together 4,000 bottle caps. We gave it to the soda company. They said, you're the guy who brought in the most bottle caps. You get the $50,000 cup. How do you split it? Ruben said, I'm 60% of the bottle caps. It's me. 40% says Shimon. So I get 60%. So Shimon said, no, we're partners. And let's say you, even if you say, yeah, we needed each other, or the concept is we went in understanding we needed each other. And therefore I got Shmuel. Shmuel says he's 50-50, even though I'm 40%. So now the question we have to ask is that case of the bottle caps, the case of meat packing from beginning to end, or there was a change in the middle, or is the case of plowing from beginning to end? What type of business is this? Partnership.
I would say there was a change in the middle.
What? Kari Shaw says Moshe Rabbeinu. And we got
change
in the middle. And you. And no big case. Okay.
Change
the end. What was the change from what to what?
It was a
what changed?
Rav Amunah, we just listened to Rav Amunah.
What changed?
It was sure the Harish were other three.
No, but what changed in the beginning, neither of us had any bottle caps in there. The original investment was zero on both. We changed when I got 50% of the bottle caps and you only got 40%. Because you could bet your bottom dollar, if I only got 40%, I wouldn't be in Basin now asking you to take 60%. The original agreement was we were both zero. We're both putting in effort.
What kind of idiots agree we're going to put zero in and try and win some?
Well, these are even more idiots because they didn't agree on anything.
That's the usual
idiocy that goes on in the market. So, yeah.
So to answer this question, you need to understand what happens. Now, let's repeat what we said a bit last week, which we shouted down and therefore never went in the first place. So it was like this. What's the principle and what's the profit? Number one question in this case. What's principle? What's profit? have to do something to do with Shmuel. It has to have principle, it has profit, and then we get to find things. What's principle and what's profit?
Bottle caps are good.
What about entry?
Bottle caps are what? Bottle caps are currency. Okay. Why? Why is bottle caps currency?
Number. We don't know that number.
Okay, but why is it currency?
It's Bitcoin.
Because what are you getting? A car. How do you get that car?
Bottle caps.
They say, we're not interested in money. We want bottle caps, which we're going to throw away ourselves. But that's our business. The thing to get this car is one thing. Bottle caps. So the currency for this car is bottle caps. Okay. What we're going to do, I don't care. This is what we're saying. We're the soda company. So it's bottle caps is the currency. Okay. So how much currency did Reuben put in? And how much currency did Shimon put in?
40%,
60%. Yep, that's the Hanish. When was that partnership created?
Prior to that.
When was the partnership actually formalized in a form that they're now partners? Oh, they're partners. When can I say these words?
Before they did anything.
They made to ask him. Warren Baumler.
When did they come partners? The Kenyans are symptoms for sure.
Okay. Let me put it like this. Okay. I'll give you an example which you understand. Okay. Ruben comes to Shimon and said, let's become partners. In what? Look, in 5 years' time, I want to sell this new umbrella that you can use in the rain and in the sun. Okay? And you don't have to hold. Okay? We're going to have to invest money in 4.5 years' time equally. Okay? Fine? We're going to split the profits equally, and this is all what we're going to do. Okay? Fine. Okay. In 4.5 years. So Shimon says to him, Seder, shake hands. And they go home. And they say, look, you have to bring, in order to get this partnership together, you have to put bottle caps in. In order to make this umbrella, I need 4,000 bottle caps. You have to bring 2,000 bottles. I have to bring 6,000. And then we can start the project together. Okay? So, what do they do? They go to there and gather their things together. Yeah? After 4.5 years, they actually come together and they put it in. At what stage are they partners?
They shook hands.
If I say, put it in your language, if I say, go to the bank and bring the money, and you are going to my bank and I bring my money, yes? And then we'll put it together and we'll form a business. At what stage are we partners? When we're going to the bank?
Hands?
What stage are we partners?
If you shook hands, then it's when you shook hands.
When you put the money in.
The agreement was written, but when was it actually activated that the agreement was binding?
When they shook hands. No. They shook hands.
If you don't bring any bottle caps, I've got no tithes against you.
Yes, you do.
No, don't bring any bottle caps. You're just, that's not the partnership. You didn't do it with the you didn't bring the money. You bring 100,000, I bring 50,000, and we get meat tomorrow. And I said, okay, here's 100,000. Where's your 50,000? No, I didn't bring it. Okay, so I'm partners because we shook hands yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because we didn't start the partnership.
It's a Kenyan Zitinta.
You have to fulfill the condition of partnership to start the partnership. You have to bring
bottles.
It started. He didn't fulfill it. So it's broke. We agreed tomorrow to put our money. I put money and he doesn't put it. He's
broken
tomorrow.
No, partnership never started.
If they signed a contract, you would say the partnership never started?
We'll discuss that.
There's no difference between shaking hands and signing the contract.
Yeah, we'll discuss that.
Okay.
We'll discuss that. Yeah? What does it mean? Okay? But the other day, when we learned it started and never was nullified because you didn't fill the agreement or that. But when did it come concentrated, concrete, that we are partners? At the time when the money was pulled together. So therefore, looking at that logic, when did Reuben and Shimon create the partnership of being...
When they collected their first bottle?
No, when they pulled it together. When they pulled it together?
When did they pull it together?
What business they're doing? I'm not doing a business with you to exercise and collect bottle caps. We're doing one business. Where business is, we're going to buy from the soda company, the car. That's what we're doing. We're buying soda company. I don't know how much effort you do, I don't know how carry effort you do, I don't care what you do, I don't know where you get your bottle caps, I'm not interested. One thing. We are deciding to become partners in buying the car. That's our business, buying that car. When do we buy the car? When we give over. Not when you put the bottle caps in the same bag. Not even when you put the bottle caps in the same bag. When you give over the bottle caps to the company. That's when you're buying the business.
That's tantamount to saying that a partnership only starts when we actually make the profit.
No.
That's why we went into partnership. I didn't go into partnership to spend money. I went into partnership to make a profit. What? No, I don't care about doing business. I care about the money that's coming out after I finish doing business. The car doesn't happen right away either.
Every startup company has 5-10 years of...
No, look at stuff of it.
So when I sell the stuff and I get paid, that's...
We're buying a house together, yes? And therefore, when do we come actually partners in the house? That's our business. Our business is not collecting bottle caps. Our business is not pulling bottle caps. Our business is one thing. Is we're buying the house, and in this case, we're buying the car.
We're
together.
Hoping to buy it.
You're not buying the car, you're buying the bottle caps to make a profit on them by getting the car.
No.
Like you're buying
there's
the
no
house.
Restrictions on
you're
your bottle caps.
You're not keeping the house. You're buying the house to sell the house to make a profit.
And the rise is, I said to you, it doesn't matter how many bottle caps you bring one bottle cap, I bring 10,000.
And I work like a dog collecting 10,000 bottle caps, and after whatever, my partner comes with one.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I don't have a time on it.
So what does that mean? When
had
we pull together?
Had he done the minimum, we could have won, but he did nothing. I have no
but you get your principal back.
Yeah, I can say to him, forget it. Forget it. You only bring one, forget it. If I still go ahead with it, that means at that stage, I'm going ahead, I've accepted you as, this is our partnership. Nothing counts until the actual giving over the bottle caps together. Okay. So if that's
what
the
if
time...
What if they never give it all together? I go to the company and give them my share, and he goes in and gives...
Nothing wrong.
So that's not a partnership?
What? Everyone's separate.
So that...
If you say...
Even though he did it, I'm doing it under this name.
Yeah, we didn't say that whoever wins will share. We said we're pooling together, and as a pool, we're considered one. That's what the agreement was. And we didn't pool together, so therefore we never get partnerships in the old example. Okay, so the currency is the bottle caps. The partnership was actually formed when they actually presented it to the company. Yeah? Okay. So now, where's the profits?
The car. The difference between the bottle caps and the car.
Okay. So therefore, what's the case? What are they doing with this car?
Selling it.
Selling it. So what was their plan from the beginning?
To
sell. So what is this
so
case?
It's always the case of always a meat pack.
From the beginning to end, you're saying it's meat packing. We're buying a cow, in this case we're buying a car, in order to what?
So,
to chef the car.
To break it up and chef
the car. And break up the body.
Yeah.
Okay. So the chora, what should be the halacha then?
Everyone should agree that it's split portion.
Split apportioning. Because Rabbi Munna doesn't argue in that such a case. Everyone should go according to our custom, so therefore Reuben's correct. You get 60% of the car, and Shimon gets 40% of the car, even without the claim at the beginning of this year that, I did it because I didn't need you. Even without that. Now, we'll go back to that in a second. Let's analyze the other case. More easy to analyze the other case. Start up company. Yeah, so what's that scenario? What's that this scenario?
Well,
do you want me to repeat what they agreed? They went in and said, we're putting $50,000 each in to start up a company. We're going to build
it. At that point, it's up.
We're going to build it up, and we're going to sell it to make a profit. Yeah. After 3 months, needs more capital. Agreement there is everyone's going to put capital equally in, but at different times. And the second guy never put in his, Shimon never put in his capital because he says the company doesn't need it to this stage. And then profit is made like they planned, they sold it and made $3 million. How do you split it? Now, it depends what his business is. Is it a meat packing business, land business? Is it from the beginning to end? What is it?
It doesn't even matter because the fact that Reuben didn't object when Shimon didn't give his $100,000 after 6 months, and he said they kept doing the business and 3 months later they sold it. So
he did object. He said you put it in. So he says, business doesn't need it. He says, so what? Another guy says, Anakin, I haven't got money.
Well, he could have separated, he could have parted ways, he could have said, okay, let's dismantle.
Why didn't he do that? What does he say?
He was saying, I'm asking him.
No, what does he say at the end of the day?
35%.
Because by us, okay, I don't mind because I'm 75%. I'm not talking about bottle caps. I'm not interested in bottle caps. I want this case now. We'll get back to bottle caps.
I think this case is 50-50 unrelated to what we're discussing. Because when Reuben said to Shimon, I'll put in 100,000 now, you'll put in 100,000.
Okay, stop following my rules. I want the first, before you give me Eve Alpha Pekin, I want you to define the case. Define the case. Is it a book? Is it a signing case? Or is it a Shita case? What is it? Leap back in case of us.
From the beginning of Shita, why? Because your intentions are to sell money and sell your product at the end of the day. So
no, your product is like using a cow to keep working. You're doing like you're making milk, and you're making this, and you're making that. You're using your intelligence and your startup to create all these things.
The whole is accepted at the end of the day.
No, you're not. You want to go for years and years. You're starting up Wall Street. You're going to go.
Start up by definition, you want to sell the company and make money on it.
Oh, is it, if that was the goal, was that the goal?
That was the goal. I even said it.
Always.
So it's Shita.
It's Shita, but then it changed.
Why did it change?
How did it change?
Because when the... Then one guy put more capital in.
So why does that change? Why is that a change?
You still want to sell it.
It's still Shita.
Yeah. You still want to sell it. How does that a change in the agreement? The change in the investment. How does that a change in the agreement?
So for Shlita.
Okay.
Shlita Ola.
What did they buy as partners?
They bought
company.
A product.
Product.
They developed a product.
They developed a product. But what did they buy? Where's their...
They bought the ability to develop a product.
Okay. Where is their partnership defined? How is their partnership defined? It's definitely defined. It's easy to define it. How is it defined? Legally, halakhically, how was it defined? In company. What does it say in the company? 50-50. Okay. What did they sell?
The company.
Eventually they sold the company.
Yeah, okay. So they bought the company together, so to speak, which was nothing. And they created the company, a profit. The company they fed, so to speak. And then they sold it. And what did they do? Split it up.
They made a profit.
Made a profit. So what is it?
Three chalat
meat packing for beginning to end. So what do you do meat packing for beginning to end?
25-25.
What do you do meat packing? Well, you're going according to how much principles? How much principles have they got to?
75%, 25%.
So you're saying that 75-25. Everyone agrees. So now everyone agrees this meat packing, meat packing. Everyone agrees if that's our law, he's going according to principles. We have to ask one question now. What is their principles?
Shmuel is talking about the initial investment. He's not talking about additional investment.
So therefore, we have to define what is their principle.
Well, you have to figure out how much the company's worth at the time when Reuben added the money. When Reuben added his money, if the company doubled the price at that point, you have to factor that in as well, so the ratio might be different.
What?
Well, they each invested $50,000.
Okay.
Let's say now, after 3 months, when they realize they're in trouble, now the company, if they were to sell it now, let's say it's worth $200,000. So then, and now when he adds in his $100,000, he's now 75%. He's now 65% or 60%.
Okay. What's the word for what you're suggesting? They start off as 50-50 partners, and then afterwards, at a later stage, one partner is doing what to the other?
Buying him out.
Well, it's called what's the legal term for it? It's called
diluting.
Like yes.
Diluting is it?
Diluting. Yeah, so Matt is suggesting, say, the dilution at the end. Okay? Is that true? I'm not agreeing to anything at the moment. I'm just asking questions. Is that true? It starts off 50-50, and then there was dilution and a new partnership. Was that true?
but they
wasn't diluted. They went into an apartment, it was green, and they paid 50-50. Why didn't you? He broke his bones, he's not a part of the club. We're going 50-50.
Not accurate. You're not accurate.
Why?
You're correct, but you're not accurate. You have to be accurate. You're changing the facts of the case. If the facts are crazy, or like you said, you're right. But that's not the facts of the case.
The original agreement was 50-50, and they did that. They each gave 50,000.
They gave 50,000. They bought.
They crashed together, and they said, our company from now on is either going to be a new company that's going to work, or is it dead?
Oh, company? That's what they said. They just said that. You were also adding facts. No. No. No, so what is
it? My awful pecan yet?
Okay.
50-50. I said, okay, one did, one didn't. The other one didn't, so it's all
right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, there's a huge container against such a suggestion. That suggestion is wiped out of the floor. If that's true, then it can't be. There's something that says that can't be what you're suggesting. Why? Right? Can't be the dilution.
The company couldn't have continued without the two of them. They both needed each other.
Both needed each other. Fine. But if it's, it doesn't matter. But if it's according to our principles, which is we're saying, because the profit is on the principle itself, then if it's according to the principles, we have to define what your principle is. Yes? If it's shifting to define, we know what the principle is. Did the principles change? Everyone agrees the principles were 50-50 to begin. Did it change?
Yes.
The answer is.
Principle changed.
The answer is, the principle did not change.
The principle didn't change?
Didn't change.
Or the original principle
didn't change? No, the principle didn't change. Why? Because how's it registered in the company? Even after the 100,000 was added, how's it registered in the company?
No, it's registered as principle.
How is it registered?
It's a capital contribution.
How is it registered? It's registered as still 50% owners. They didn't change how the registration. Yeah, they didn't change the registration numbers there. So therefore, how do you interpret that 100,000 which was given at that stage?
Work?
No. As?
As a loan.
As a loan. If you want to dilute, then dilute. Change it. But if you don't change it, then it's just a loan. So therefore, the principle of the partnership, how it was set up, was set on 50-50 basis. It was even spoken up like that, but it wasn't even activated like that. Now you want to change the principle halfway through, you have to actually change it. But if you don't go and change it, then it stays the same. And the agreement originally which was 50-50, and it stays that agreement, even although you ended up being more money under that. We interpret that more money, not as more principle, but just a loan. And therefore, the base and Paskins in that case, that even although you go according to principle here, because it's from shefting to shefting, and you go according to everyone's principle you take out, but in such a case, the principle did change. It was 50-50, and then no one actually changed it afterwards. You have to go change it if you want to change the deal. You have to change it. You didn't. So therefore, it remains 50-50, and you split it 50-50. Of course, everyone takes out he gets the principal, right? And he gets his money back for the loan that he nicely gave to the company. Okay.
That's
the bottom of the stock in that case.
Can I send the alpha became?
Not on this case.
It was only on that case.
What's the alpha became in that case?
Because, even regardless of what the basement came up with, when Reuven said to Shimon, I'll put in $100,000 now, you put in $100,000 later, in effect what's happening is he's loaning him 50% of $100,000. Because if there was a loss in the end, Shimon would have to put in $100,000.
That's a tax way of looking at it. What? Yeah.
No, not just so tax. It means that we're both putting in $50,000
now. Ain't enough. That's how the secular also understands that 100,000. It was a loan for him. Okay. Now, final thoughts on the bottle cap thing. And here we'll finish it tonight. What we are holding at the moment, we're holding it should be 60-40. Why? Because, the profits. Care of profits. Yeah. Let me ask you like this. Some of you didn't like that 60-40 thing. You didn't like that 60-40 with the bottle caps. There's another fact over there. Is there any profit at all?
You mean not attached to the...
Is there any profit at all?
Well, yeah. I assume he spent less on the bottle cap.
Is there any profit at all?
No, as opposed to it be calling it an expanded superpower in principle. It's superpower in principle.
That's
the way we explain the...
Is there any profit at all? Is there any superpower principle at all?
Yes. Superpower principle, that's what it is.
Is there a way of looking at it as saying that there's no profit, absolute, any profit, anywhere? What happens if someone comes to you like this? Selling a house for $10. Right? So I put $6 in, you put $4 in. Okay. So we bought the house. Have we made profit?
Not yet.
On paper you
have. No. And then we sell the house. Have we made profit?
Yeah. Well, how much did you sell it for?
For $100,000.
Yeah.
Made profit?
Yeah.
How much did I own of the house when I put in $6, and how much did you own the house when you put in $4?
60%.
How much was my 60% worth?
$60,000.
Mine was $40,000.
Yes.
Did anything go up from the time we made partnership?
The cash.
Cash? We weren't partners in cash. We weren't partners when we had
cash.
When did we become partners?
At the time you bought the house.
In the house.
Stayed the exact same
price. The house, we bought a house.
Now you're talking about whether you go by a accrual basis or cash basis, which is a whole different ball. That's a machlokas. It's a major machlokas.
Look, I bought the house, which is $100,000. Yeah? I put $6, you put $4. So I own 60%, you own 40%. That means at the time of partnership expiration, when we buy it, I own $60,000, and you own $40,000 of the house. And then we sell it. Did any money be made on from the partnership of creation to the time when dissolved the partnership? Did any money be made?
No. That depends on whether you're going on a cash basis or a full basis.
Did the partnership make any money?
No.
Did the partnership make any money? Only the individual people made money.
No, the partnership made money. They gave you that $10 to get the house.
Think about it. You will see that even without what we said, that it's a 60-40 split because it's shechita to shechita, because you're selling and you're always intended to sell. Yes? We're suggesting another thing this time. Maybe there's no profit at all in the partnership. About it in your dollars. $6 to $60,000 is a profit. But we came partners together, not in $6 and $4. We came partners together when we came owners together on the house. And therefore the partnership ownership was ours 40 and yours 60, and we joined it together in the form of a house. And then we sold it. And we made no profits because we came in at $100,000 and we left this $100,000 in the actual partnership of the house.
Wait a minute. You mean you didn't put the cash in a bank account first and then write a check from the partnership to buy the house? How did you buy the house?
Yeah, that's what we suggested. Correct.
So how did you buy the house? You bought two separate tenants in common?
Correct.
Okay.
Can we factor the fact that Shimon spent more money? Is that relevant? Or is the whole currency about
that? If I'm correct that the partnership was only formed when they gave the pot of
then you go by the market value of what they contributed.
Whatever it is. So therefore, if it never went up in price, the car, for the time when they bought the car, and won the car, and time they sold it, if it never went up, which cars don't go, they always go down. Not go up. So therefore, no profit was created. There's no discussion.
No, go back to first.
Just go
but
principle. Principle, I'm 16, 14.
But they didn't contribute the car. They contributed bottle caps, and then the partnership converted it
great.
Into
okay, so we go back to our old discussion.
So the old scar, though, what we said...
So in conclusion, what we've learned this week, in order to be clarified, otherwise, no one's allowed to talk now, otherwise everyone will be confused. Because it's clarified. Everyone agrees that when the principle... where the profit is intrinsically connected to the principal, you go according to your original investment or principal and you don't split it 50-50. We agree to that. If that was your plan from beginning to end. And therefore, we're suggesting, therefore, that both these cases are cases where they're intended to buy into a partnership where the intention was immediately to, at a stage, to split it up. the principal to Svitah. Not to make money off the principal, but to actually make money through selling the principal. If you're making money through selling the principal, and that was your idea from beginning to end, then the concept of the partnership was always according to the ratio of your principal to mine, and not according to 50-50. And therefore, we're suggesting both cases are like that. It's just in one case, there was a condition that Abba became was still going to be 50-50% partners, because that's how we wrote it down. In the other case, we didn't write it down. By the bottle caps, we didn't write it down what we are. We have to work it out. Since we have to work it out, so therefore we're 60-40, because that's what the halacha says. And there's even suggestion that you don't want to say that, if you, for some reason you want to say that, there's even suggestion that maybe there's no profit made, and of course you split it according to principle. Because I had that principle and never went up in value. There's even suggestion that you can argue or not argue about, that's according to your flavors. But the concept we said is that you went into the business in order to split it up in a beneficial manner, which means you went in to make profits off the principal rather than through the principal. If it's through the principal, you split it 50-50. If it's off the principal, you split it according to investment, and we just have to define what investment is to work out what the split is. Okay, see you next week. Whether we can get more clarity in that case. Book it.